Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As we've been hearing, a group of volunteers would be braving temperatures of 516 degrees Celsius this coming Saturday. It's all to raise money for the Arthur Rank Hospice charity. They're going to be taking part in a fire walk in the grounds of the charity's Shelford Bottom Hospice. And a little earlier, I caught up with Sarah Clayton from Arthur Rank. Sarah, good morning. The first thing to mention then is that you've actually done a fire walk yourself. Tell me what it was like.
Yes, good morning. I was lucky enough to take part in the fire walk last March, and it is unbelievable. The night I was taking part of a seminar with Steve, who runs the Fire Walking UK here, puts you in the mindset to conquer the world. And once you've walked over the coals and you can hear all the spectators cheering you on, you really do feel invincible. It is a fantastic opportunity.
It feels like a kind of mind over matter thing, really. Is there a particular technique to it other than sort of running as fast as you can? Or maybe that's the wrong thing to do.
No, you're right. It is mind over matter. And it is certainly something that they speak to you in the seminar about. So you have a 90-minute seminar to put your mind at rest and to get you in the correct mindset to walk straight across the coals. And you don't stop and you don't particularly run, you just keep moving.
And how long does that process take?
The walk itself?
Yeah.
Or the,
no,
yeah.
The walk.
The walk, that's 10 to 12 feet, so in reality it's over in seconds, but you do get the opportunity to do it again, which 99% of the participants did.
Well, what goes on in this 90 minutes? I'm assuming it's not 90 minutes of PowerPoints. That would be possibly worse than doing the fire walk.
Oh, goodness, no. So they're talking about positive influences and getting your mind ready, talking about trust. There's trust exercises. There's actually an opportunity to walk over glass to prepare you. So you do the glass and then you go on to the fire.
I think I'd rather do the fire. Actually, I'd probably rather not do either, if truth be told. But one person who is doing it is our own Neil Whiteside, who... are you the person responsible for persuading him?
Yes. As he likes to call it, I ambushed him. However, he is a fantastic sport and is coming down on Saturday night and is giving it a good go.
Sounds good. Is there first aid there for him at the end?
Absolutely. There is first aid present on the site for the whole evening. Touch wood, we will not be needing them though.
I wouldn't have thought you would. How many people are taking part altogether?
So currently we've got 25 people signed up. However, we are still taking participants on till midnight of Thursday for anybody who wants to make a last-ditch attempt at coming along on Saturday night.
And what do they have to do? Do they have to get so much in sponsorship in order to take part?
So we're asking people to raise £150 in sponsorship. That can be a raise before, and you'll get a lot of people that will sponsor you after you've taken part. So it's about gaining the momentum and the awareness and letting people know you are doing this challenge for the hospice.
And so altogether, if you maybe based on the one that you did, how much money might you raise through the fire walk? And more importantly, what can you do with it afterwards for the hospice?
So last year's run raised around £6,000, and currently we're sitting on just over £4,000 pre-event, so we have still got a massive scope for more participants to sign up and for people to receive further sponsorship after people have seen it with their own eyes that their friend or their colleague or their family member has actually done the official walking over the coals. With the money, the hospice is a free of charge service on site and within the homes in Cambridgeshire and the Fenlands. That alone costs £12.12 million a year. So every fundraising effort goes towards supporting our patients and their families at such a difficult time.
Yeah, and this is actually taking place, I think, within the grounds of the hospice. Is that right?
It is. It's right at the front of the hospice. So we're opening up our bistro evening for chilli, jacket potatoes and s'mores for any spectators that want to come down and watch. And it will be entertainment on the night for the supporters and spectators who have come to watch while the seminar takes place.
I think just watching Mr. Whiteside go over is worth the price of admission on its own, really. What time does it all start?
Okay, so we're opening at 5 p.m. and then the walk itself will be starting at 7.
Well, looking forward to finding out exactly how it all goes. Sarah, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me this morning.
That's Sarah Clayton of the Arthur Rank Hospice. I was trying to find actually how to sponsor Mr. Whiteside, which I can't immediately have to hand. Well, I'll speak to him in an hour or so. So we'll catch up with him then. And if you fancy sponsoring him, because if he's stupid enough to do it, the least we can do is give him some cash towards Arthur Rank Hospice, which is a pretty good cause. And so we'll deal with that in an hour or so's time when we chat to Neil. And we'll also pop the details on the website when we put the Listen Again up later on today. But if you want to find out details about the firewalk itself, Sarah did say, got till midnight tonight, arhc.org.uk/firewalk, and for the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity.
Cambridge 105 Radio.